Blog Talk Radio.
This is All About Wine, the talk show dedicated to the wine industry since 2009. Featuring winemaker, cellar master, vineyardist, and tasting expert, Rod.
Basically, what we're trying to do on this program is just trying to educate people on trying to make wine less confusing and more friendly.
From coast to coast. And around the world.
You know, we really have had some neat people on the program. I love that.
Questions and comments during the live show on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/allaboutwine.
All About Wine.
Again, that's www.facebook.com/allaboutwine.
And now,
All About Wine is on.
Here's Ron.
Ron.
There he is.
Wow. All right, settle down, folks. There you go.
All
right.
Yeah.
That was quick.
All right. Welcome to All About Wine, our weekly episode of fun and games concerning wine and not just wine, but cigars, because our guest tonight, why did this thing flick off of that and onto that? It went off my studio page and went on to something else. Oh, I don't know why. Our guest tonight is Cap Kaplowitz, who has been on before. Actually, he's been on twice before, once by himself and then once with a group when we discussed cigars about, 4 weeks ago now? No,
it's been longer than that.
Oh, 2 months ago.
Has it?
End of July. Yeah. So it's been some time. It's a couple months now, but we always get lose track of actually how long it's been since our guest went on. But he was on 2 months ago with a bunch of other cigar smokers and cigar knowledgeable people, and he is now back with us, and the reason he's back with us is because he has written a book, and so we're getting him on, letting him tell us about the book. So with no further ado, we're going to bring Cap onto the show. Welcome to All About Wine, Cap. How's it going?
It is going really well, Ron. Mike,
good.
How's everybody doing?
Doing great.
And I guess thank you for having me on for a record-breaking third time.
No, I'm sorry, it's not.
Oh, yeah.
No. The record-breaking for you, because every time you're on, it breaks the record for you. But for actual guests, no, it's not a record-breaker. So,
I see.
However, we can introduce you now as author and cigar aficionado. We can add that to the list, and that's fantastic, because if you are
it's a great thing to add to a resume. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you guys for having me on for my apparently not record tying third appearance.
Cool. You're right on up there, though. Okay. I mean,
yes, you
it's
are.
Not like. You know, we've had a lot of people on one, we've had a few on two, and we've had just a handful on three times or more. So you're right up there with
I think the record is like five or six now, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Five or six? Yeah.
Oh, really? Five or six? Oh, hats off to that
person.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'll tell you why. We have a lady, Joy Neighbors, who comes on every October. Well, she's missed the last couple of years, but every October she comes on, and she has written books about wine and a blog about wine, but she's also written blogs about cemeteries. And so we bring her on in October, and we do our haunted show in October with her. So
that's while that is fantastic, guys, I have to again remind you, I should say, that I'm not here to talk about blogs or books.
But You are,
in fact, here to talk about blogs and books. But as you're more clean, so, I'm not here to talk about other people's. More power to God bless her. God bless her.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, there you go. So you blog about cigars. What?
Ron, I have given this some thought recently. Ron, Mike, I never know who to address. I guess Ron was speaking to me. So, Ron.
Ron's the host. Yeah. I'm behind this.
Oh, Mike. And so I'll address those. But I like Mike. I feel like I have a certain amount of, like, there's chemistry with myself and Mike.
I know. Whenever we talk, too, you always bring up Mike. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'll just let Mike take the lead tonight, and I'll just
I'm not sure. Mike, are you a Sherlock Holmes fan? Sherlock Holmes fan?
Used to, a long time ago. Like mysteries from crime detectives.
That could be so. Boxing fan? Boxing fan?
I have watched plenty of boxing bouts in the past. Yes.
Okay, somewhere. Why I ask that, Ron? I'm now addressing Ron. Is yes, I blog about cigars and to a lesser extent pipe tobacco, and to a lesser extent than that, pipes, tobacchiana. There's three main categories of my blog, sort of. Tobacchiana, Sherlockiana, and now Boxiana. So basically what it is, guys, I don't
there
have
you go.
To. Okay. Guys,
you don't have to address one or
that I sat with myself a little bit, and I came to the conclusion my blog is really about what I want it to be about at any given time.
Uh-huh.
But, and again, I should say it's www.kaplhawitz.xyz is the URL you need to type into your thingy on the top of your smart device screen to visit Kaplowitz Media, but it's very much stuff I'm interested in. And I've been interested in cigars first and foremost for years now, years and years and years, decades, really. And sure, I've been a boxing fan. Sure, I've been a Sherlock Holmes fan. And I've done other things along the way there being Kaplowitz Media, but it's really just a place that I like to put my writing and sometimes my speaking. Was there a question I was trying to answer?
I hadn't gotten to it yet. You were trying to decide who you were going to address. The question is, what led you from a blog to a book?
Fame, fortune, a stab at immortality.
Huh. Is it working?
Not quite yet. But to be honest, this is the first, other than my own promotions at my own sites, like my Twitter, my blog, my podcast. This is the first day. This is kind of like the coming out party
for this book. Well, I feel privileged.
Well, you should, Ron. But also, I feel privileged. I feel privileged because at this point, Ron, we're friends. I consider you a friend. Thank you, friend. But really, why I wanted to come out with a book is I just wanted something that wasn't on the internet and something that was tangible, something that somebody somewhere maybe might want to consider actually physically holding.
So what you're saying is that if I want to buy it and read it on my tablet, then I can't.
You cannot. This is so let's get into it. That's good. Okay, guys. If this is a chapbook, this is a booklet, a pamphlet. It's designed to it's lo-fi. It's lovely. It's lo-fi and lovely. One of my many catchphrases that people wish I would stop saying.
Yeah, yeah. You can put it
yeah, I know. I feel it. I feel it. But it's a black and white. It's self-published. It's not available anywhere online. It's not available at my blog other than there's instructions to purchase it written up at my blog. It's a thing that you need to unplug to partake in. And that's really what I was chasing with this. And I do have more planned that might not be cigar oriented, but I feel that the How to Enjoy a Cigar, that's the name of the book. Probably should have said that. Not sure if I did yet.
How to Enjoy a Cigar. That's a good point.
This is my first show. Ron, I'm going to need you to guide me. I already said this is my first time. Just be gentle, but be somewhat firm. Be guided.
But when you go on the speaking tour, you need to get this all down and, you know, bring things out. You know, name a book is
again
important.
Cart before the horse. Ron.
Yes, there you
that,
go.
That's okay. So we're going to try to get that horse in front of the cart now. And yes, it's entitled How to Enjoy a Cigar. And a big part of enjoying a cigar and what makes it so lovely is that it's not a virtual plugged in experience. It's an old world craft experience.
Oh,
so
very
I figured
well,
but... a physical, thank you. I'm going to write. Could is this being recorded?
It'll be on social media
notes.
All over the place. Forever and ever.
Okay, good. Thank you.
All right, cool.
That's you got that, Mike.
Mike just tweeted that out, didn't you, Mike? Yeah.
So, real quick, for our younger generation, for our younger audience, so there's no icons, there's no operating system. It's on something called paper. Is that how you pronounce that?
Yes. I've heard it pronounced papier.
Papier. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's like an actual different language or like a weird affectation.
Yeah. European and I think other countries on that side do pronounce it papier.
Papier.
Papier. Yeah.
Papier.
Yeah.
Okay.
European. Right. Very European. Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm not a PN. I'm sitting here on I'm on my porch, not a PN. Just sitting on my chair. I got a lovely cigar with me, and my dog is sitting next to me, and I'm talking to my friends Ron and Mike about my book, How to Enjoy a Cigar. And yes, there's no icons to tap. There's no screen. There's nothing to charge. You don't download this. You sit there with a natural product. And you read, and you maybe leave your phone somewhere out of arm's length. I know that might sound crazy.
Does that
sound radical? Isn't that a radical idea?
It is.
And what the book does is it's designed first and foremost to, well, I don't know, first and foremost, as far as logistics, first and foremost, it's designed to be read in the amount of time, roughly, it takes to smoke a decent, moderately sized cigar. So it's going to take you from pre-start to post-finish in somewhat real time, as if I'm sitting next to you, except I'm not, because you're reading your book that you purchased from me. And we'll get to how to do that in a bit.
And hard copy. Hard copy.
Yes, like in a physical. Again, it's a pen. In the UK, where they say papier, they would call this a pamphlet. But where we say paper, it would be a chapbook. It's a booklet. It takes about 45 to an hour to read. And it, like I said, it goes straight through. There's kind of, if you read it correctly, I don't want to say there's a wrong way to read it, but there's little breaks you could take. I ask you occasionally how your cigar is, and now would be a good time to stop reading and reflect. But it's designed to be, again, like I'm sitting next to you, across from you, with you somehow. Maybe you're sitting in my lap. That might be weird.
That's a little weird. No, let's keep the lap out of it.
It's your first. Okay, I'm sorry. It's your first cigar. It's your second cigar. It's your 15th cigar. Maybe it's your 1500th cigar, and you want to reboot. You want to get more enjoyment from your cigar. And really, what the impetus was behind it was cigars are getting more and more popular. Ron, you said just the other week at our super secret meeting that there's more and more cigars being sold in your neck of the woods.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there's cigar stores popping up everywhere now.
Everywhere. I had one pop up in my spare bedroom.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that just shows you how popular they become.
It was
crazy.
But,
of course, you're in the on the left coast, so a little strange there anyway.
Well, it's a little hippy-dippy, sure. But anyway, where was I? We got sidetracked. Yeah, you smoke it in the length of time it takes. You smoke your cigar. Okay. So a lot of the issue I'm seeing with the surge in popularity and the internet is people decide they want to try a cigar. They try a cigar. They like a cigar. They join forums and Facebook groups about cigars. They take pictures of themselves smoking cigars and post them to the internet. They follow people who on the internet, on the social media stuff, that take pictures of themselves smoking cigars, and then they like those pictures, and then those people like their pictures in return. And then they take deeper dives and they go on to the podcasts and the blogosphere, and they learn all about cigars and how they're made and what the Spanish words for this is and what they call that same thing in Cuba and what they call that same thing in the Dominican Republic, what they call that same thing in Nicaragua. And it's just they inundate themselves with this jargon, with these really – this knowledge that does nothing to enhance their enjoyment of the cigar. And I'd like to believe that they came here to enjoy themselves. And before you know it, they're worried about, like, what do you call this? What do you call that? Do I do this? Do I do that? And then, guys, something else happens. They buy one cigar, and they kind of like it. They're not sure, but they think they like it. And then they buy another cigar, and they're getting more sure they like it, and they buy a third cigar. Maybe they smoke once a week. This is 3 weeks time has spanned, and they have decided they're cigar guys. They have already opened up an Instagram account where they have placed three selfies of themselves smoking those three cigars. They're getting a small following. You know, it's looking good. And then, sorry. I'm talking so much that I have to puff on my cigar, keep it going. And then, guys, they go start buying cigars online. And it's cheaper, guys, if you buy a bunch. I mean, not cheaper, but each cigar costs less, you know? And they spend hundreds, easy, of dollars on cigars. And then they have hundreds easy dollars worth of cigars. And then what do I do with these cigars? They start worrying. Is this mold? Is this plume? Is this what's the proper humidity? What's the proper temperature? What do I do? What do I do? They say, what do I do? They're not enjoying themselves. They're freaking out. They have a brain full of potentially useless information insofar as furthering their enjoyment of this hobby. They have a bunch of cigars on hand that require specific care, and they are running around pulling their hair out. And believe me, I know who predominantly smokes cigars. They're overweight and middle-aged. They don't need to be running around, guys.
Especially pulling their hair out. Most of them don't have it.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you. You happen to be blessed.
Yes.
But, and I don't mean to make, I'm making fun of the situation, not the person. And that's when I realized, hey, I could be of service here and maybe make a few shekels, you know, but I could be of service here by telling people, showing people how to enjoy their cigar. Again, whether it's your first cigar, your second cigar, your 15th cigar, your 1500th cigar, if you find yourself running around panting breathlessly, pulling your hair out, think of checking out How to Enjoy a Cigar by Kaplowitz Media. And is this the proper time, guys, that I let people know how they could check out Capitalist Media's new book, How
anytime,
to Enjoy a Cigar?
Anytime you want to throw it out there. Well, actually, yes. Now's a good time because then we can repeat it a little bit later. And just you know, in case someone
and after this, we'll chat a little bit. Because I don't want to make it too much about the book. I mean, it's important, but I do also want to check
you're
in
on
my buddy
about the book.
Well, but is it really though, Ron? Because the reason I'm on is I just like talking to you. I have a budding relationship with Mike. Also the reason is the book. So I understand that maybe some people, I've been on your show now, and thank you again. This is the third time. I still might not be familiar to some people. So it's Kaplowitz.xyz. If you want to just check out my writing, and check out Kaplowitz Media, KAPLOWITZ.xyz. That's my blog, Kaplowitz Media. Check out some of my writing. If you already decided you want to purchase this book, however, you could hit me up on email, and that's Kaplowitz, spelled the same way, KaplowitzMedia@yahoo.com. And what that does is it opens up a dialogue between the two of us. I'll let you know how you actually do procure the book. We exchange informations. We exchange pleasantries, and then we exchange funds for this book, Kaplowitz Media's How to Enjoy a Cigar. And it isn't ideal that I have to do email that way when I'm trying to have it as such an unplugged sort of thing. But here I am on a podcast, too. But I want the experience itself of the book and of the cigar you're smoking with the book to be that unplugged experience. So, again, it's KaplowitzMedia@yahoo.com. Shoot me an email. Say, hey, want to get that book, and I'll get you back right away.
Okay,
for all
the budding cigar smokers out there, and this seems like this would be great for the ones that heard the program a couple months ago and still – trying to look at improving their cigar smoking experience. You go into just the basics of cigar enjoyment.
I take it. I begin that before you're even holding a cigar. I let you know how to get a cigar, what to look for in a cigar, how to talk to people about the cigar that you're going to purchase that cigar from. And then when you come on back to the book, you sit down again with it, and you're then holding your cigar, and I teach you how to cut this cigar. I teach you how to light this cigar. I remind you how to light this cigar. I remind you that maybe you don't need all those what I call superfluous accoutrements. You don't need the super expensive lighters. You don't need the cool kid cutters. I do exactly what you need. And believe it or not, everybody listening here, if they have a couple of things, and I mean a couple of things, you got everything you need. And there's a certain comfort in knowing you don't have to spend a fortune to have everything you need. Because let's be honest, the cigars are not cheap. They're a luxury item. So instead of maybe getting all these unnecessary, again, superfluous accoutrements, maybe just get another smoke. Maybe buy
there
my book. You know? And that's taking nothing away. And, you know, once you do get the hang or regain the hang of enjoying a cigar, maybe then, you know, I'm not trying to take money out of the pockets of anybody trying to sell fancy cigar cutters or fancy lighters. This isn't some kind of a thing that I'm trying. I'm just trying to turn back the clock or set it in a nice manner on the cigar smoker. So I tell you, you read this, you know everything you need to know about enjoying a cigar. Do I get into different growing regions and different primings and cuttings? No, because you don't really need to know that to enjoy a cigar. You see? So
exactly.
Anyway.
Well, that's the same thing. I mean, since this is all about wine.
I know there's... Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Well,
sorry,
I'm just
going to
say,
like
since
I've
this is all about wine, it's the same thing with wine. You can buy yourself a nice little bottle of wine, but you do not have to have one of those great big tall table openers that requires being clamped on half of your dining room table to open it. And you do not have to have a specific glass. I do recommend not using a red solo cup, but, any glass will work. And so it's the same principle. You don't have to have the best of everything to enjoy wine any more so than you have to have the best of everything to enjoy a good cigar or an enjoyable smoke.
Exactly, a good smoke. And how to know it's a good smoke, and how to one of the main things if you're with another smoker, and Ron, you've been privy to it now for a time again with that secret society that I have to stop bringing up because secret
nobody knows what it is.
That's in the but how's that cigar doing? What are you getting from that cigar? Do you like that cigar? That kind of thing. And I'm going to tell you how to answer that. And it's important if you're going to converse, sure. But it's also important because even if you're alone, understanding what you're experiencing enough to relate it to another person, even if there's no one there, it could stop before you say it out loud if you're alone. It helps you understand what you are experiencing. When I review something, whether it's a book or a cigar or about a boxing match, it gives me a further understanding and usually a further deeper appreciation of it. And I teach you how to tap into that with my book, How to Enjoy a Cigar by Kaplowitz Media. Wow.
So your blog, you stay with the boxing references and Sherlock Holmes, but the book is strictly cigar.
The book is strictly cigars. Even more strictly than that, it's How to Enjoy a Cigar, because that's the title. You see.
Yeah. There you go.
So yeah, and again, the blog, to be clear. It's more of my writing in different topics, but I do also review cigars there. I occasionally write about cigars beyond reviewing, and I write about Sherlock Holmes, and I write about professional boxing, mostly from a historical perspective, although recently, more current. But anyway, and I just mentioned my blog now during this show, really, because maybe you don't know who I am. I'm not. I've only been on the show 3 times. That lady has been on the show 6 times.
6 times. And she's going to probably, hopefully, be on again in October. So that's going to distance her even more.
6 times. So, so I mentioned a book. So, you don't want to buy a book if you know. Maybe I'm a schmuck and I can't write. You want to drop money on a book written by a schmuck who can't write? Go to my website, my blog, and you'll find out that I'm a schmuck who can, in fact, write.
Can write.
I think. Right,
yeah,
I think.
Well, I get your blog. I read it religiously. Well, yeah, religiously. And, yes, you can write. It's interesting. So all of you out there who want to expand your knowledge there. And let me explain, too, that if you punch in cigar blogs, you're going to get more than you will ever imagine that's out there. And may I direct your cigar blog hunting to, Cap and Cigar Craig and Mike Weinstein that was on with us a couple weeks ago. These guys are very, very knowledgeable, but Cap is with us now, and his not only goes into cigars, but also, as he said, hits on Sherlock Holmes and boxing, no pun intended on the hit on Sherlock Holmes. But
right, the things that tickle my fancy.
Yeah.
You know, owner-operated blog. Yeah, I'm the only one there. Sometimes my dog is with me, but she never blogs. And, you know, she just kind of works behind the scenes, Ruby Von Zillo,
yeah.
My mini dachshund. She's kind of like somebody I run things past before I post them sometimes, but she never actually posts anything. But you did mention things, and I want to make that a little clearer. My buddies, Ron, our buddies, Cigar Craig, that's cigarcraig.com. Mike Weinstein, actually, he is the administrator, is that the terminology, over at the Kaplowitz Media Group on Facebook. And also Phil.
He also reviews cigars, Tommy's, and posts on there.
Right. And let's be honest, he's pretty much the only person that posts in that group. But so it's kind of like a de facto blog of Mike Weinstein's, and it's well worth reading. And also, Silk Root, comedy, cigars, music. There's cigars in there. He also has other topics like I do, because we both have ADD. But so that's the gang, if you will. And did Mike leave? Where's Mike?
No, Mike. See, Mike mutes us, and he's tweeting. He tweets out things you say. He's constantly throwing bits of wisdom.
Taking notes and
taking notes.
And checking out the website. Which I do have a question, by the way, that I saw on your website. The Surgeon General warning that cigar smoking can cause lung cancer. And from the cigar show that was held back on July 28th, was it?
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
I thought I heard that you're not supposed to inhale. Are we just talking about the smoke in general? That's still in the room.
That's a little thing that people put up that they're mandated to put up. I myself, I'm not sure if I'm mandated to put it up, to be honest, but I like to have it up. That little warning. You don't inhale cigars. You are not supposed to inhale a cigar. It's usually the first thing I tell a person when they come at me wanting to smoke cigar. Don't inhale it. I don't want to get into it. Are cigars healthy for you? Let's go right to it. They're probably not the healthiest thing you could do. Are they going to kill you immediately? No. Plenty of long-lived people are avid cigar smokers.
Right.
Everything in life that adults do is decision-based, and you weigh the pros and cons. And the pros of cigar smoking is it's an enjoyable, relaxing pursuit, and it's a lovely hobby. And it's very interesting once you scratch the surface. And once you scratch the surface, you could really continue to scratch that surface and go on down that rabbit hole. And there's nothing wrong with that. Just, again, don't forget to enjoy yourself. And that's why my book might come in handy when you find yourself buried in jargon and lingo. But that might be taken away from, you know, that might be fogging over your view of your enjoyment. But I once lived in a house, as many people have before me, and my mailbox was across the street from my house, and every day I would have to cross the street to get my mail. And it wasn't a busy street, but it was a two-lane street on the corner of a quite busy street running the other way. There's risks to everything, you know?
Right.
One fine day, I might have stepped off my curb to get my mail, and a pickup truck could clip me coming around the corner too fast. Ooh. You know, everything is pros and cons, and adults making decisions. And it's very important to allow adults the privilege of making their own decisions.
Right.
Like I said, plenty of long-lived people drink wine.
Yeah. Right.
Plenty of long-lived people smoke cigars. Would I recommend smoking cigarettes? No. Inhale those.
No.
They're a pharmaceutical. They're a dosage. They're
Don't
meant
wait.
To keep you wanting the next one.
Don't
but
wait.
But cigars are natural, handmade, fermented, 100% tobacco. Beautiful things. Craft. So, and then I could cite other studies and this and that, but I'm not a doctor. You know, I could be. I sound like I might be. The last name Kaplowitz sounds like it almost begs for doctor as a title, doesn't it?
MD,
you know?
At the end of it? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Right, you're right.
Kaplowitz, MD.
Right.
Yeah, it flows.
Mm-hmm.
It flows.
Right,
it
or maybe Esquire, attorney at law. Either way, you know, so I'm not going to hit you with this or that. I'm just going to say you're not going to die right away. A lot of people are afraid of it. It's nothing to be afraid of. You could not like it. That's fine. I'm also not trying to talk anybody into this. If you're interested in it, hell, I'll help you out. You know,
Cap, what is your response to people who say, oh, but cigars stink?
So is your mom.
No, I mean, really, people have...
No, really. This has come up several times.
Yeah.
And, cigars stink. Mm-hmm. They're not for you. But maybe there are four other people that say they don't stink and enjoy their aroma. They're actually manufactured to have very pleasant aromas. That's part of the experience. A lot of what you taste in a cigar is a smell taste. It's your olfactory senses kicking in. So that's the aroma is a very important part of the cigar. To people that like cigars, if you don't like cigars, an important thing to remember is that's fine. Nobody's forcing you to like cigars. Don't force other people into not being able to enjoy their cigars.
There you go.
That's kind of important,
right.
Isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
So I've smelled
then,
some out, you know, in public that have a great, very pleasing smell to them. They're, it's almost like, wow, what, you know, it doesn't smell anything like the, I don't know, the staunchy type. There's different flavors or something to it, but I've passed by some people and it's like, wow, that is really good. I mean, it
doesn't smell like
no bother or anything. No, oh,
yeah,
definitely
it,
not.
It does
but,
not. It does not. I mean, and in fairness, you do run into issues if you don't have a good air filtration system and you insist on smoking in your home or in your vehicle. That's going to get a little ashy smelling, a little pungent, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, it's all about – so in the book, I touch on etiquette a little bit. And I say something to the effect of, I'm actually looking at my book now, but I'm too lazy to reach over and get in and find the page so I could actually quote the book. But I say something to the effect, to grossly paraphrase myself, I say something to the effect of, at the root of etiquette, its purpose is to ensure other people's enjoyment, thusly ensuring your own in turn.
There
so
yeah.
Let's all get along. You don't like the cigar? I'm sorry. I won't blow it in your face. Don't pretend you're going to drop dead if you smell my cigar. And I won't blow it in your face. And we'll hang out. Or, hey, we won't. And that's cool, too. You know? Yeah, sure. So I can see how some people, especially if they're not acclimated to the smell of a cigar, and depending on the cigar, if it's not a premium cigar, I could see how they would think that'll stink. But, you know, like I said, so is your mom.
Yeah. I think cigar smokers, too, are very conscious of the fact that if someone says, you know, would you mind not smoking that right around me because of any number of health reasons they have? I cannot think of a single cigar smoker that would not apologize and step away. I mean, it just, they understand.
I can only speak for myself, and if I am in mixed company, I always ask permission to light up, and I tend to shy away from doing it because just because you like a cigar doesn't mean you have to 100% of the time, quite honestly, be a cigar guy. You know, you could be another kind of guy for a little bit, you know, and still maintain your Instagram account where you post selfies of yourself smoking your cigars. But it's all about getting along, you know. And, yeah, it is kind of something that is a pet peeve of mine where there are some cigar smokers that they like to take cute little pictures of themselves smoking by no smoking signs. That's juvenile. That's incredibly juvenile, in my humble opinion,
yeah,
you know, because, you know, I said it, so obviously my opinion.
But
it's tricky because I could ask you the same question. Well, Ron, don't some people not like people drinking in front of them? But that's probably it's much less. You're not blowing smoke all over a room when you're drinking a glass of wine.
Right.
You know, it's a little different. But do you ever run into that? Like, do you ever run into somebody like, hey, I have a problem. I identify as an alcoholic, and could you not drink in front of me? What would you do in a situation like that? Because that's somewhat akin to what you're positing.
Yeah, it's hard to say because if these people are a place where I am drinking wine, then obviously wine is being served. And if it bothers them, why did they even show up? So
that's excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
They know it's going to be there, and if they can't do it, I've had people tell me before that they are attending AA, and I've invited them to listen to this program, and they go, "Oh, are you trying to make me lose my sobriety?" And I go, "Well, no, it's just a program. We're just I'm not trying to make you drink. I mean, yeah,
right. Like I'm not trying to make somebody a smoker. If they have an inkling that they might want to try it, or if they are and they want to reset it and focus more on enjoyment, throw me. By the way, it's $10 delivered to your door. That's the cost of the book. It's the cost of
a
decent cigar. I should have said that before. It's a really good deal. I'm independently wealthy, Ron. I'm not. I'm really not.
I know. none of us are. If
going to hit you up for money,
about your
I can
book,
do that
Captain,
after the show. Yeah,
from,
yeah.
From the thought of writing a book until here's my hard copy book, I need to sell these. How long did it take you?
Took me longer than I thought. I'm not good with linear time, honestly. It took me longer than I thought because, and I write about this at the onset of the book and the beginning of the book, which I guess you could consider some type of a preface. It began life as something different. It began life as a sort of like a field dictionary where I was going to just accumulate a bunch of words and define them. And then I realized with somewhat of no small epiphany that I was contributing to this problem I saw of people knowing too much really in a strange way to just enjoy their cigar. And I shifted gears really quickly. And lots happened along the way with this book, actually, now that I'm thinking back. When it was just that, when it was the field dictionary that I was going to come out with, I was speaking to a friend of mine, and we agreed that there haven't been very many cigar books like that written for this new crop of smokers, this new boom, if you will. The previous boom was in the 90s, the 1990s.
Wow.
And a lot of that literature has been carried over to this boom, either directly or currently written in that style, in that tone. And I felt like this boom was underrepresented. And I started out working with a very close friend of mine and somewhat of a mentor. We hadn't known each other for a long time, but we became very close working on another project. Or close, very close. What's very close? You know, but we were exchanging ideas for the book. And then somewhere along the line, two things happened. He passed away, and I had that epiphany that I was just contributing with this jargon-laden volume of useless definitions and all that stuff. And I figured, you know what? Let's break it down and enjoy. Because, you know, what more proof do you need that life is short than to see somebody you consider a friend pass away?
Right.
So I did do that, and I do cover that in the book to a certain extent, and it became this book that I'm looking at now that I'm still, Ron and Mike, too lazy to reach to actually look at.
Across the table and grab it. You haven't broken down the chapters?
I have it broken down in three sections, kind of like a before, a middle that's the predominant part of it, and a third, and like kind of like a finishing, a little, it gives you a little more to think about. There's memoirs that I tell a few stories of myself along the way, and that's kind of just to ease somebody in, you know, give them a little entertainment. I write about some stuff from my life, kind of like if I was sitting across the table from you or next to you. We already said I wouldn't be sitting in your lap, and are you sitting in my lap? But
thank you for taking
but
that. Yeah.
Right. I just wanted to make note of that. But yeah. It wouldn't be clean, like, okay, cut it like this. Okay, now you light it like this. Okay, now you – we'd also be talking about other stuff. So I talked about myself because I'm very comfortable talking about myself. It's what I know. You're supposed to write about what you know, and I know me.
You,
I just don't
know
linear
know
time. I don't know how long it took me to write this book. I believe it started in 1943.
Wow.
Not sure. Yeah.
That was before I was born. Wow. Long time.
Yeah. It's been a while.
So can we expect volume two?
I have other things I have I might be looking at. I'm going to make this a thing where Capitalist Media is going to have chapbooks to offer. The next one is probably going to be a Sherlock Holmes. The next one is probably going to be a work of fiction, because I also like to dabble in fiction or the writing thereof. And this is the cigar book offering for now and for the foreseeable.
So maybe a murder mystery on the next one in the Sherlock Holmes style?
A Sherlock Holmes, a look at a Sherlock Holmes thing. I like to write about the canon of Sherlock Holmes. Maybe after that, I might have a little something in the works, a little bit of original fiction, a couple of short stories maybe, you know. But that's so far down the road. Life is short. Buy my book.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm trying to build up excitement for your next one here, because I'm sure people will get this one and love the style and love the writing and love the knowledge, and they will look forward to
the
next one.
The first thing you have to do to get this book is to get this book, and let's focus on that one more time, please. If that's okay. Simply
sure.
Email me at kaplowitzmedia@yahoo.com. We'll chit-chat a few little how-you-dos. I'll get the address from you. We'll say hey. We'll say thanks. We'll say all nice things about each other. And then you'll have the book a few days later. You know? So let's get that done first. And then we'll see. But, you know, there's also the blog. You could fall further in love with me there if you want. How about you asked a couple of questions. I don't know if Mike wants to ask some questions, because he's also running the Twitter. Is there a way for people listening now to ask questions?
They can,
or,
they can get on the chat on the Blog Talk Radio and ask questions, or on
We should invite
YouTube.
Them to do that.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we invite people to ask questions.
Oh.
But as I have explained to you before, our live listening audience is rather limited. It's the archives where people will really hear you.
I'm no stranger to podcasting, and I know that's usually the case, although I don't have a live podcast. I just have a podcast where I talk into my phone and then upload it to the internet. But yeah, I can understand when it hits the catalog, it gets more listens. But you know, and also if you have any questions, feel free to get a hold of me. I can't believe I said that. I'm not going to repeat my email just in case. Not in that context.
Too late. It's already out there. Yeah.
Yeah. Oof, I don't know what happened. That was like an out of body.
Came over. You get caught
I
up
actually,
in the moment.
My soul flew out the top of my head through my flat cap and was looking down at me going, what the hell, while I was saying that. Yeah, I don't understand what happened there.
You got caught up in the moment. Mm. Had to, you know, you're trying to make yourself more user-friendly.
Yeah, user-friendly. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, it's $10. It's how to enjoy a cigar. I'm Cat Lewis Media. And how are you guys doing?
Doing well.
We haven't... Good. Good.
Mike, you
good.
Have any other
Mike,
questions for Cap?
How are you doing?
I don't have any questions. Just want to remind everyone out there, get the book. It's $10 delivered to your door. And there's no operating system or icons to worry about or apps, or you don't have to update the OS. And it's an old school method. I think they called it paper in France, actually. French call it, I think.
Papier.
You said, what?
Papier.
Wow, that is really sad. That's Google. Thank you very much, Google.
It's hard to get.
So French, it's paper. French, they say papier, and that's what it is.
You got to do it in a high pitch.
Wow, I have no idea.
Yeah, you really have to push that out your nose.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Got to get that octave
spit,
up there.
Maybe? Maybe you have to have a little spit coming out at the same time. I don't know. It's like, it's weird. Wow. Hold on a second. In Spanish.
Papel.
See, now we can understand that. So
papel. I heard papel. An L almost at the end. Did anybody hear an L?
Oh, it is.
Like a
yeah.
It is. Oh,
it is.
For Christ's sake. Oh.
P-A-P-E-L.
Yeah.
Papel.
Papel.
Oh, papel.
Yeah.
I thought papel.
Yeah.
And the papel.
You know what?
It's papel.
Started the show. Hold on a second. Let's restart the show, and we'll discuss how to pronounce it in different languages. Right here. Oh,
there we go.
Okay.
and we're back.
Go back.
Welcome to All About Wine.
Yeah. Wow. That is interesting. French. Totally. All About Wine tonight on the show.
We're going to discuss how to say
weird.
In two languages.
This is strange.
I didn't realize.
What a strange show you guys. What kind of show you guys are running here? But
it's ours. We can do whatever we want.
Isn't that beautiful to be able to say that? I like that.
Yes.
I like waking up every day and saying that about capitalist media. That's a good thing to say. That's a good thing to say. But questions? What's the runtime on here? We coming up against the end of the show? Are we wrapping up, or you
got
questions,
or good hour?
No,
if we want to.
I could go for another hour. We could. What do you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about?
Wine or cigars? We've covered those.
I don't know. I like wine. Wine's good. Mike can. Mike. Has Mike figured out how to drink a full bottle of wine yet, like a grown man? Or
a full bottle? No.
A full bottle? Okay.
At the moment, I say four glasses. I've ever, like in one sitting, four glasses.
Well, that's a joke, but I don't do it. Four glasses is
not
a bottle, right?
It is not. Yeah. It's seven.
I mean, it definitely depends on the glass.
If you have 5 ounce pours, there's 24 ounces, a little over 24 ounces in a bottle. So if you have 5 ounce pours, you're pretty near got that bottle done.
I didn't realize that. Yeah.
750 milliliters.
You might not have realized it because you're drunk during it.
No wonder I get.
That's how you got to number four.
Right.
Very sleepy, what's going on. Sleepy, and that's right. Like,
yeah, you have three sheets to the wind. You don't know about servings. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't measure it. It's just probably glass and hold. Wow.
25.4 ounces in a bottle. So five ounce pours, you're done with that bottle.
27. Wow. Yeah. Most I've had is five. So. Wow.
You can go to a bottle.
Is a bottle. You can make a bottle. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's good for you. Occasionally, with moderation. Enjoy responsibly. Enjoy responsibly.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, talk about the disclaimer labels.
Well, now I feel bad.
But,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Ron, I didn't ask you. You didn't happen to be smoking. You don't smoke while you do your show, because I know you smoke at the Secret Society. I wasn't going to mention again.
Yeah. No, during the show, I have a glass of wine. I'm drinking a... actually,
much more in keeping.
Yeah. It is all about wine. So I always have a glass of wine during the show. And so that's what I'm enjoying tonight, a glass of wine. And I'd tell you all about it, but... the engineer came in and brought me the glass, then she came in and bought and took the bottle. So I
what do you got in front of you? What are you tasting? Let's pair it with a cigar.
Yeah.
Well, how about that?
Oh, this is a dark red. It's 120, I think, is the wine, but it's a Cabernet. It's got a little plumminess to it. Nice garnet color. Probably pair well with a good Connecticut cigar or a Maduro.
Ron, first of all, I'm going to ask you not to step on my toes.
Oh.
I'm going to pair the cigar. You're gonna just tell me what you're getting from that wine, if I may be so bold.
Okay, yeah.
So it sounds like is it like a big, juicy kind of wine? Like what's going on?
Plumminess, dark fruits, it's got a very pleasant nose. You can pick up some of the tannin in it. Not overly alcoholic, so it's very well balanced.
Gotcha.
I've had it before, and I like this. This is a very nice wine.
So the tannin's not quite there? Do you have much of an oak structure?
There's some oak. You can detect oak, but it's not overpowering. It's pretty well balanced. The tannins are... I like tannin in my wine, not overpowering, but I like tannin, and this has a good balance of the tannin. Like I said, I've had this before, and because I've had it before, obviously we've gotten it again.
Which speaks volumes to your enjoyment of it. I would say you mentioned Maduro. I would say you hit the nail on the head with a nice Maduro cigar, which is a dark wrapped cigar. It's a different fermentation process. You don't have to know that. But a nice dark cigar, a nice Maduro. Maduro cigars, they're very ripe and sweet. People see them, and because of their complexion, they think they're going to be strong cigars because they're so much darker, and people seem to equate like the darker cigars with strength. But more often than not, a Maduro cigar is going to be just ripe, just a sweet, not even maybe spicy sometimes, but just like a nice depth, nice nuance to it. And I think that would go nice with the wine. You would get notes of maybe chocolate. You would get notes of fruits that might be akin to the notes you're talking about with your cup. I think a Maduro would sound good with that.
Yeah,
more so than a Connecticut.
Yeah, you're right, because it's a little bit darker. Connecticut might be too light to balance out with this, and so the Maduro.
Yeah, if you were looking at more structure, more oakiness, more tannins, I would think maybe a Connecticut that you also mentioned. But
yeah.
It sounds like you're looking at a Maduro offering as far as enhancing your experience with pairing. So maybe with the rest of that bottle, you could do that. Are you guys in the same place, or are you guys separate? Is like Mike sitting across the table from you? You're separate?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not going to both enjoy it. But Mike, do you smoke cigars ever? Have we ever talked about that?
I never have. Yeah. Never. Tried it. I know. Yeah.
Well, I'll
tried cigarettes
what,
one
I'll
time when
you.
I was 8 years old. That was it. Oh.
Yeah, that's it. You peaked a little early, player. But I'm going to offer you something, Mike, while I got you. If you ever wanted to, if you ever got a hankering to try,
mm-hmm.
get
yeah,
a hold of me, and I'll give you a private showing. You know, I know that sounds a little dirty. I shouldn't put it that way, but I'll personally walk you through it. I'll personally give you a little head start on that. Similar to you know what me and my buddies and our buddies did with Ron. So
yes,
that's not necessary. That's not necessary at all. I was trying to steer away from the sexy talk.
Okay,
yeah. I like that.
I'm not to talk about that. Actually, Mike, I have to tell you that the group that we had on the show, that's we talk weekly, and they actually invited you onto the show. I felt slighted for a moment there, but then they said, "Oh, Ron, we're not kicking you out. We're just adding Mike." And so
they
did offer you a slot in our roundtable.
Wow.
Round panel. Secrets. Sorry. Ron, you didn't. Secret.
Just a thought. The thought of the being included in that is humbling. I think is that a right word?
That's definitely a word. I wrote a book, and I'm here to tell you that that's a word.
Well, thank you.
That is a word
coming from an author. Most respect for you as an author. I appreciate that. So that validates my use of the term. So thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And if anybody ever calls you on it, tell them Capboots Media said it's cool. And they'll know. My name goes far. My name goes far.
It does.
Oh, man. Ron, let me ask you a wine question, because I'm interested in palates and I like tasting stuff. I'm still a burnt out chef from over a decade ago. Oh, my God, almost 2 decades since I've chefed.
Yeah.
Chefed the word. You could use that as a verb. Anyway, I don't like the New World wines, I find more and more. I don't mean to speak bad of any wine or anybody who enjoys a certain wine, but I like the Old World wines because they give me a more mineral, metal note that I want to say most people don't like, but I like it. I like my wine, Ron, to taste like cast iron.
I like it
to taste a little bit like blood. Is that weird? And I'm not trying to be.
New World wine overall is, I believe, a lighter wine, and it's you're going to find that now. All you people out there going, no. Overall, New World wine tends to be lighter and cheaper. Now you can buy expensive New World wine, and you're going to get the same profiles as you get in Old World. But
most people
aren't going to spend the money. If you they think, okay, I'm getting this bottle of wine that cost me $20, and this is great, and this is wonderful, and I'll compare it to anything from France. Well, no, you're not comparing it to anything from France. You're comparing it to $20 bottles from France. But the good wines coming out of France and the good wines coming out of New World, or I say Old World, New World, are going to be comparable, but most of the time people like a lighter wine, a little bit more fruitiness, a little bit more floweriness.
Like
juice.
It tastes too much like juice to me. It doesn't tickle my wine fancy. Like when I think wine, I think wine, like hard notes and metallic and minerally notes. Like again, like cast iron, like blood. It sounds weird.
Well,
again, not
you can find that in New World, but you're going to spend more for it than you will for an equivalent flavor profile in Old World wine.
Yeah, I've been shopping for the longest time, and I'm not a huge wine drinker, but when I do shop for wine, I shop Old World and cheap Old World, and that gets me where I need to be.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you can find the same flavor profile in what you are buying in New World, but it's going to cost you a little bit more because basically New World wine is more of a fruitiness, more of a floweriness overall profile than you're going to find
now
in Old World.
Now, why is that? Why is that? And I know these questions from answering from a cigar perspective, there's no short, easy answer. Is it terroir, though, mostly, or is it varietal?
Yeah, that's a lot of it. I mean, it's we have no equivalent to the word terroir in English language, and so it's hard to start comparing different growth areas and all that using the word terroir because we don't have a word that people understand. And yes, it's the combination of climate and soil and the grapes themselves and all that the Old World is using. Although New World grapes are the same, but they are made in a lighter style in the same price range.
Okay, right. So some of it is style. Okay.
Yeah.
So in cigar language, that would be blending blender's intent.
There you go.
What they're trying to accomplish with the profile. And terroir would be growing region, which
exactly.
Really is only part of terroir, but that's what they call it. So that's interesting. Because I always feel like a wine weirdo when I don't want those big fruity things and I want like a strong, solid Old World thing. But
you're looking
nice
more
and
for that tannins that are going to crawl up out of the glass and walk over and, pour themselves into your glass and stuff like that. You know, it's
exactly. I want my teeth to go numb. I want to not be able to brush it off for a while. I need it to hang with a cigar.
Yeah.
You know,
and Old World. And, if you want to spend a little bit more money, start spending, $40-$50 for wines out of California, then you're going to get that same profile.
Well, we'll see how many books I sell. How
there
about
you go.
That?
There you go. Good segue.
I sell a bunch of books, and we'll see about that. Spending more money when it sounds like I don't have to. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Good. Very good segue.
Well, yeah. Do you recommend? Yeah, the book Kaplowitz Media: How to Enjoy a Cigar. KaplowitzMedia@yahoo.com. Hit me up. It's $10. It'll take you through the process of procuring, smoking, and then some aftercare. And it'll take you about the time of all that to read. But
or sign up for your blog. Don't forget your blog.
Right, right. The blog, kaplowitz.xyz, KAPLOWITZ, .xyz. And you can read about the other stuff. But so Ron, let me ask you a question. I don't want to put you on a hot seat or anything. If someone was to spend more money on a New World wine to mimic better the Old World, is it worth it? Are you getting something extra for that? Or are you just getting something more comparable to?
You're getting comparable profiles in the wines, but you're also in the New World wine. They still try to keep that fruitiness in there, and I think it comes out all the time. And I particularly enjoy that. I'm a New World wine person myself, as opposed to your Old World, because I like that fruitiness that comes out in New World wines. It seems to me like a lot of Old World wines are just heavy, strong wines that demand attention, whereas New World wines do demand attention, but along the same time, they bring a bouquet of flowers for you. So
they woo you.
They woo you. Yeah.
Yes. I don't want to be wooed. I want to be smacked around a little bit.
Stay with your
You know? Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I think I will. It's just, it's cheap, too. You go anywhere and get a nice enough bottle for a little bit of money. You know?
You can. Yeah. But be careful, though, because you can get
swallow my spit.
Wines for a little bit of money from Old World, too. I mean, you know, it's easy to sneak up on you.
Yeah. I was listening. Was it last week or the week before you were talking about on your show, on this show, about the two-buck Chuck guy that had passed
last
away?
Weekend. Right.
You know, I've never drank two-buck Chuck. Never.
If you want a light, fruity wine, then there you go. And it's $3 now, by the way. But, yeah, if you want a light, fruity wine, it served its purpose, and it still serves its purpose very well.
And that's admirable, and I do have a soft spot in my heart. If I do have a soft spot in my heart at all for people delivering a good product for a minimal amount of money. And that's an important part of cigars, too. But the problem is, two-buck Chuck is only available at Trader Joe's. Is that correct?
That's... I don't have
Because I know
a,
it used to be.
Used to be. I don't know if it's still true or not. I've heard it's been available at other outlets, but don't quote me on it. I don't know where.
Well, maybe now I'll try it, because a lot of the reason why I haven't tried the two-buck Chuck is because I really... I might be upsetting some people, and this might be somewhat of a hot take. I don't like Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
I don't like going there. I don't like the people that go there, and I like to like me, so I try not to go there. It's crowded. It's always, like, congested. It's like a little hut of a store, and the aisles don't make sense, and there's different angles, and you can't push your cart through, and they're trying to sell you flowers on the outside. There's always, like, flowers and plants on the outside, and it's a little not my scene. But if it is available elsewhere.
It's not available on the East Coast. We don't have Trader Joe's here.
Oh. You know, I should have known that, because if you read my book, you know I was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York.
Uh-huh.
I should have known that. I feel bad now. But, you know, what can you do? We have the Trader Joe's. That's something we got out here.
I understand that. Well, I don't know. I want us to understand that two-buck Chuck or three-buck Chuck is now available in other outlets besides Trader Joe's, but I don't know. Knowing Fetzer, and that's, you know, the founder of the two-buck Chuck, he's not going to limit himself to just the West Coast. I'm sure that he has found other outlets, and the company has, so I don't know.
So even if there are other outlets, they might be existing only on the East Coast, and I'm here on the West Coast forced to go to Trader Joe's, which,
correct,
again, simply not my cup of tea. I'm not, you know, saying anything derogatory toward it as a company or the people that – there's a lot of people that like Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to anger them. If you're out there and you like Trader Joe's, I still want you to like me enough to consider buying my books. Capitalist Media, How to Enjoy a Cigar. You know, so far be it for me to make enemies at this point in time when I'm out here trying to hawk my wares. It's a fine line you have to walk. You have to be very political and very, very diplomatic. And it's not honestly an easy grab for me and all that. You know, but I love everyone. Is what I'm trying to say. Everyone that buys my book, Capitalist Media, How to Enjoy a Cigar. Particularly. I appreciate those people. It's a shame we don't have a third here that doesn't speak a lot, that would be able to see through a little bit of research if Trader Joe's is the only supplier of the two-buck Chuck. It's a shame we don't have anybody
like that. He may
like
be doing that even
Mike.
As we speak.
However, said third quiet party has been in the background doing that exact same thing.
Now,
if you do a search for two-buck Chuck or even three-buck Chuck, you will find every reference to Trader Joe's two-buck chuck. So they started off with Trader Joe's, apostrophe S, two-buck chuck. They also mentioned Charles Shaw Winery. They say two-buck chuck, a.k.a. Charles Shaw Wine. And but every reference to it, it does say that it was infamously known as Trader Joe's three-buck, well, it's three-buck chuck now, but and two-buck chuck. They always reference Trader Joe. There, it's, it doesn't look
no
like
other.
At this point that it is available outside.
Wow.
So is it it's not available east of the Mississippi?
I am not finding any reference to it other than Trader Joe's. I thought we had a Trader Joe's in Tampa. Isn't there a Trader Joe's in Tampa?
Is there?
Or what am I thinking? By let me see.
I don't know. I thought it was a West Coast.
See, that's something I didn't look up. Yeah, let me find out.
It's weird. There's got to be a way to procure it in the East Coast.
Trader Joe's store search. Locations. Oh, here we go. Oh, wow.
There you go.
Yeah, there. Yep, there is in Florida. There's five in Florida that I'm seeing so far. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Go on and
wow.
There's one Gainesville, just in case anybody knows where Gainesville is, there's one there. There's there is one in over there by you, Ron, I think. Which one is that? St. Petersburg shows one.
Are there any in New York? Are there any in New York?
I will search up there. New York looks like a
barren landscape when it comes to two-buck chuck.
It's a three-buck chuck desert up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing.
What do you?
Nothing.
What's the zip code? Give me a New York zip code. I got to search.
11223.
Oh, hang on a second. What? New York, New York, Spring Street, Trader Joe's. Got one there. Let's see, Forest Park area. If you know where Forest Park is, where else am I looking?
Vaguely.
Brooklyn. Court Street in Brooklyn.
I just realized how fantastic a podcast this devolved into.
Mm-hmm.
This is great.
Live. And it's live.
And it's live.
But it's live and it's informative. It's informative and people are wondering. You know, you got to give them what they want.
Two places in Brooklyn. City Point. Yeah, in Brooklyn. There's another one.
There you go.
Yeah, there's quite a few. Quite a few.
There's, you know.
I would guess the distribution of it was one of the reasons he was able to keep the cost down. Is that how wine would work?
And buying bottles like really, really cheap because he bought train loads full of them and all that. So
he just sounds like such an interesting character to me. And I don't know. I'm on the outside looking in. But he seems like an interesting character.
He's
definitely an innovator.
Read his profile. It is fascinating. It really is. So, but, yeah, I mean, I was just thinking, where else are you going to find out where Trader Joe's are in the country and know how to say papier in French and papel in Spanish, besides on All About Wine?
Whoa, hold on. I wasn't paying attention. The L is Spanish? Papel?
Yes.
Is Spanish? And
papel.
So I was correct about papier being the French.
Yes.
Yeah, but it sounded blurry, though. It didn't sound. But Google's version sounded blurry to me. Like I couldn't.
Honestly, I think French itself sounds blurry. So I'm going to say they probably nailed it.
Yeah. You're right. Sometimes.
Good job, Google.
Oh. What was
Japanese.
It?
So, that was Japanese.
Geez. We don't need to do it. Yeah, but a great show. Learning about three-buck chuck doesn't roll off the tongue like two-buck chuck. It just doesn't.
You're right.
It just doesn't.
Although,
but,
you know.
You learn about that a little bit, the history behind it, where you could get it, you learning about a book, if you want to learn how to enjoy a cigar, you're learning about that, you're learning about a lot of things.
Paper.
A pronunciation of paper in various romance languages and a little bit of Japanese.
Talking about, New World wines as opposed to Old World wines. I mean, we covered a lot of interesting topics on this.
This is a content whirlwind.
I was almost called out for not doing research. I mean, our guest tonight was
Cap doesn't
the third
know your importance on this show.
I am.
I know.
He's researching.
Mike over there is he's what you would call the straw that stirs the drink.
That's
Mike
right.
Over there.
That's right. He really, I mean.
Is it like a coffee straw or is it like a regular straw? I don't know which one.
I don't know. That's your deal. I don't bother myself with that.
Coffee
that's your job description, Mike. I don't know. Just grab the proper straw and start stirring. I don't know. Leave me alone.
Yeah, that'll work. Yeah.
But
they have stirrers.
Just do it. You know.
Stir straws.
Really good show. And then they have the glass straws too. That's surprising. Nobody's got hurt from one of those. Could you can you imagine driving and one of your passengers is sucking on a metal straw and you have to make a quick stop? It's gonna go right up through the palate into their brain.
Oh,
that's dangerous.
That's a point I never considered. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's dangerous. I once knew a woman that she had two falsies in her front her two front teeth because as a child, days, weeks, shortly after she got her adult teeth, she was driving. Her mom or dad were driving, and she was sitting in the back seat, and she was drinking a glass bottle of soda or pop, depending on your geography. And the car stopped short, and it clipped out her two front teeth.
Wow.
And she had to wear little falsies on account of that for the rest of her. Yeah, so careful with those metal straws.
Well, now they've got implants. Well, she probably had those replaced now with implants. So.
This was years ago.
We'll say that the good idea about a metal straw, if it does pierce the brain and, all that, you can still rinse it out and use it. Just letting you know.
Somebody, whoever you bequeath it to in your will could go right ahead and rinse that sucker out, maybe throw
it
in the dishwasher.
And that's very important.
I saw this interesting picture on the internet. I try not to go on the internet much, but I kind of work there, the blog and everything. So I'm privy to seeing things. And I saw this cute picture of a Starbucks paper straw, right? A Starbucks paper straw. And it was individually, they individually wrapped these paper straws in plastic. And I couldn't
biodegradable
figure that out.
Environmentally friendly.
Wow.
Maybe it was cellophane, like what a cigar is wrapped in, and that's not actually plastic. You know, people think it's plastic. It's cellophane. It breathes. But it was just a funny visual to see a paper straw wrapped in what seemed to be clear plastic. But it's the internet, and maybe that doesn't even exist. Maybe that was a lie. Maybe that was fake news. I don't go to Starbucks.
That's right. It could have been. It could have been photoshopped.
It could have been anything. You can't trust anything these days. That's why. You know what you can trust? You can
trust Kaplowitz
Media. And you could trust books. And it just so happens Kaplowitz Media, myself, has a book. And it's entitled How to Enjoy a Cigar. And that is a whole bunch of things. Well, two. Wrapped up in one that you can trust. And I hope you do decide to trust it. So get a hold of me, kaplowitzmedia@yahoo.com. Let's chat. And Mike, serious, if you want to ever light up a cigar and you want somebody to talk to through it, feel free. I'm extending myself like that to you, free of charge, for you, for
wow.
you, for you. I want to
wow.
make that.
That's a plus,
Thank
Mike.
You so much.
He's always
that is a
he's
plus.
Always asking us for money on the round table to you know,
mm-hmm.
and he's offering you for free. So wow.
That is
I'm
amazing.
Always asking
Thank
for
you
money. You make it sound like. How's everybody doing? Yeah, well, anybody got a 20?
So, Cap,
how about making it rain, old
us.
Cap? And anyway, yeah,
yeah.
Cap, thank you for joining us tonight. It was, as always, enjoyable to have you on All About Wine. And one last time, if anyone wants to learn how to smoke a cigar and some funny stories and all that, get a hold of Cap at, and now that's your cue,
Cap,
to tell the
CapLewitzMedia@yahoo.com. You can also check out my other writing at CapLowitz.xyz. That's www.caplewitz.xyz. And you can follow me on Twitter at CapLewitzMedia. And yeah, let's all enjoy something. Let's all enjoy something.
Go.
You know,
so
and don't let anybody take that away from you.
Now.
And I'll tell you what. There's a little special gift for each one of you two guys, if that's the case. And there might be anyway, because I really do appreciate you having me on, and I'm looking forward to calling you on a special Halloween episode that we're gonna do.
I think we should have show number 4.
You know what's weird about Halloween? Can I just say something? You know what's weird about Halloween to me? Again, to me, I don't want to alienate. If this is your enjoyment, what I said about etiquette holds. But it's always weird to me to see grown-ups dressed up on Halloween.
Kid thing,
right?
Cosplay. Is what is for adults. They can do their cosplay at the conventions and stuff like that. Let the door-to-door knocking be the kids.
Yeah, and I don't even want to get into cosplay because I want everybody to like me, and I want to only focus on the good. And I want everybody to consider purchasing my book, How to Enjoy a Cigar. And you
How can
do
they,
so
uh,
by... hitting me up at
capitalsmedia@yahoo.com.
Sorry, was that, Mike?
Okay. No, I was just going to ask you, how do you get your book? And you went ahead and, okay, good.
We're hitting this hard. This horse died about 40 minutes ago, and we're just all taking turns kicking it.
Thank you, Cap, for joining us tonight. And
happy first day of fall. Happy Halloween coming up.
Yeah,
autumn.
There
I prefer
you go. Happy
autumn.
First day of fall. You're right. So. Best of luck on your book, and we'll be promoting you on upcoming episodes like we always do to everybody. So we'll see if we can't generate a little bit of excitement for you here.
Okay, and in closing, there is something I have to say, and one final thing. I was told I need to say fetish and Ontario droopers. And I think I might have won a little prize there.
That was from the group.
Thank you guys for listening. Thanks everybody for listening. I love y'all.
Thanks. We'll talk to you later then.
Perfect.
Good evening. Thank you. Thanks for coming on.
All right.
Perfect.
Thank you.
In the span of this episode of All About Wine, I have smoked a cigar. I'm now holding barely enough to smoke. I lit it while, right before or during the intro. So that's about the time it's going to take for you to read this book.
There you go.
So,
wow.
You go,
half.
To put
Perfect.
A finer point. One last kick on the old dead horse. And now disconnect me so I stop talking.
Capitalist.xyz. Okay. You're being cut off. Bye.
Bye.
Oh my God! Is he still on? Oh, he is. Okay,
no,
go.
I just sent him away.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. So if you, in case you missed it the other 10 or 12 times, it's KaplowitzMedia@yahoo.com. $10 delivered to your door. It's a paperback, How to Enjoy a Cigar. We just had the author, Cap Kaplowitz of Kaplowitz Media.
Get a hold of him and give him your address and information. He'll get it right out to you.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, very good stuff.
Yes, it was. It was fun.
Close out these references. And his blog is really up to date.
Every couple of three days, I get a new post on his blog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Facebook. He always puts it on Facebook. And I get a new post just every two or three days. And also, Mike Weinstein does cigar reviews on there, and he does excellent job. He always takes pictures of them and talks about them, all that. Mm-hmm. So that's on the same page. So there you go. Thanks, Cap, for joining us tonight. We really appreciate it. Everybody, get his book and start enjoying cigars from the beginning. Learn how to do it. And gave you a personal private class. Wow, Mike.
That's fantastic. I've been thinking about it for sure. And so that could be something to get into for sure.
There you go. So interesting. That concludes another episode of All About Wine.
Mm-hmm. Next week we will have Kayla Maxim, sounds like the founder and chief event composer of Five Senses Tasting and the co-founder of Song and Amp Amp Tonic, as a professional opera singer as well. So got all kinds of things to put in the description. But I think what I've also found on the network is internet is a founder and chief event composer of Five Senses Tasting, and then the others as well. So also a level two WSET. What do you, is it WSET or just?
I always say WSET. Hmm. Yeah, I don't know if that's the way to pronounce it or not, but that's what I always say.
Okay. Yeah. So coming up next Thursday.
I just got a text from Cap saying that was fun.
So. Oh, good. Well, very cool. Was he on the show? Because I think I wasn't sure.
Yeah, wasn't sure. What? What was fun? It's always enjoyable talking with him. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Good. Next week, he might be a part of a Halloween show. Yeah.
Yes.
Next week.
He very possibly could call on him.
True. Yeah, good thing. We'll talk to you then. And if you want to connect with us, it's I think I put it on social media, the different links to our Mixcloud and Twitter and Facebook and all that. So that's all on there. Thank you all for tuning in. And we'll see you all next Thursday with our special guest, Kayla Maxim. And thanks. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Have a great week. Happy first day of fall.
I don't notice a difference. Oh, well, it was 92 today, so that's not too bad.
As opposed to 96, humidity went down a little bit, right, too. So.
Did not notice.
Just a tad. A tad.
False. Yeah, false. Happy fall everywhere else. All right.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you next time.
This concludes tonight's broadcast of All About Wine with your host, Ron. Links to All About Wine on Twitter and Facebook, or to be a guest on this show, visit the show website at www.allaboutwinebtr.com. Archived shows are available for download on iTunes or on our show page at blogtalkradio.com/allaboutwine. Thank you for listening. Drink responsibly, and we'll see you next time on All About Wine.
All About Wine. Hey. Oh, the A's at the beginning. Sorry.
Put it there, and
close and close, and
green room. Green room.